If you have been in the workplace longer than one day, you have bumped up against this, a difficult person. So today on Bridges, it's dealing with difficult people in the workplace. I'm Monica Schmelter, and you're watching Bridges, where we bring you hope for the journey. And there is hope for your journey, even if you're working with difficult people in the workplace. And joining me to talk about that is my good friend, Adonis Lindsay. Adonis, good to have you back.
Monica, it's always good to be here with you. Loving this brand new set.
Isn't it lovely?
Just these chairs. I feel like I could just, you know, stay here all day.
You could talk to anybody,
exactly,
right? Even
exactly.
A difficult person in the workplace. But we're so grateful for this new set.
Yes.
So thankful. And so let's talk. Like I said, if anybody's worked in the workplace longer than one day,
yeah,
we've met a difficult person.
You've met that difficult person. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times too, Monica, it's like you got to be a person to not avoid that. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, you get around the water cooler or the lunchroom and you'll hear the talk mm-hmm. of and who that difficult person is.
Yep.
And then you're going to see them through the filters of what everybody else is
yes.
saying. And then you're just going to blow that person off, avoid that person. But we all know when you avoid somebody, it doesn't help. It doesn't fix. It doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other person. I call them not the avoidance, but I'm going to quit my job just to get away from this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And lots of people.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
They just
walked away from great situations.
Jobs, great places to be, maybe a God assignment of where they were supposed mm-hmm. to be. And they let a difficult person run them off.
Right.
And that's where you've got to take a stand mm-hmm. and you've got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to roll up your sleeves.
Yep.
And you've got to go to the Word of God, which I tell people all the time. Start with the Word of God. And I just want to share a quick scripture
yes.
here, because when we deal with difficult people, we can get angry. Mm-hmm. Man, they make my day horrible,
yep.
miserable. And then we say, I don't like my job. And really, you don't like that difficult
That's
person.
Right. That's
There's
right.
a big difference there. Mm-hmm. And so go to the Word of God, Ephesians 4:26. When angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath go down or last until the sun goes down. So I think we can be angry, and I think that's where the strength comes in.
Yes.
Go ahead and be angry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not liking going to work right now. I'm mad.
Yeah.
And it's this person. But I'm not going to sin. I'm not going to talk about them. I'm not going to join the conversation that goes on behind their back. Okay, but I'm angry, so I've got to deal with this because I don't want to come to work angry
That's right.
every single day. And it puts us in a position of how can we resolve this? How can we make this a better situation for the both of us?
Mm-hmm.
And when you quit thinking just about you and you add that other difficult person to the problem, how can I make this better for me and for them?
Exactly.
And I think that's where God can kick in through you and help you help that person.
Yeah. And I love that you just said, Adonis, because I know that you know, you've worked in the workplace.
Yeah.
You're a pastor, a speaker, you know, so you're dealing with all different kinds of people.
Yeah.
And we've all met them.
Yeah.
And I've been the person who's not only been mad at the difficult person, but like I've whispered about them too, which only makes it worse.
Makes it worse, yeah.
You know, like
yes.
I'm complaining about them because they're hard to get along with, but look at my mouth,
yeah.
right? So I'm not doing anything to help this. But I love that you said, go ahead and be angry, because that's just
yeah.
an emotion. We're not going to sin in it, but acknowledge that, man, this is hugely uncomfortable because
mm-hmm.
I needed this person to participate in this way or to give me a report
yeah.
or whatever. And then it builds up in my head or my heart that I don't want to go to them.
And you want to be around them.
Right.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
have to be
yeah.
like bigger people than that in Christ and invite God into this and say, God, help me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do my job.
Yeah.
And still treat this person with respect because God loves them.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we get to the point where, Monica, we believe that that person, they're difficult and maybe they're not directly doing anything to us, but it's affecting our work. Like
mm-hmm.
you said, I need a report from them. And man, if I ask them, it's going to be a big deal, you know,
uh-huh.
and then I got to deal with that. And so all of a sudden in our mind, they become our enemy.
Yeah.
Like, so go back to the Word of God, which commands us, love your enemies.
Yes.
Love your, what does that look like? And if you're a Christ follower, you've got to really ask God, God, what does it look like for me to love this person that is making this workplace atmosphere difficult?
Yep.
And God, I hear people talking about him and I hear all this and I can't keep my head buried in the sand. So God, what can I do to bring a solution? And I always tell people, once again, you can't avoid them because avoidance doesn't change anything. But behind every difficult person, Monica, there's a story.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
And if you can ask God to help you get in their space to where you can hear their story, and their story will bring an understanding of why they are difficult, you know, and that brings the compassion of God. That brings the love of God because you see them through different filters. Now, you have no idea of what's gone on in their past. You have no idea of what they have to deal with every day at home.
That's right.
Until you're able to build a relationship. And that's where we've got to press through.
Yep.
That's what we got to do. We got to be like Jesus. And we got to press through.
Yeah.
And have some way of making contact with that person beyond work-related things.
You know, I think of that story of Jesus with the woman at the well.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've often said to myself, okay, so what if in the cubicle next to us, right, the jaded, cynical person is the woman at the well?
Yeah.
He took the time to talk to her.
Yes.
He listened to what she had to say. And yes, he gave that prophetic word, but he's talking about her story, right? That she had all these different husbands and all of that had added up to a certain amount of angst in her life where she's going to this well at a time to, we think, avoid other people so she doesn't have to live in that shame.
She's by herself.
God puts us in different positions in the workplace, I think, to reach out to people, to love people where they are. And even if they're difficult, if we haven't listened to their story, I don't know that we can do that. Now, you are very easy to get along with, okay? Okay.
Thank you, Monica.
Well, even whenever you come to the studio, Adonis, people are like, oh, we're glad Adonis is coming. But have you ever worked at a place where you, like, were with a difficult person?
Absolutely. You know, I used to work years ago, long time ago. At a nursing home facility. And it was, we lived in an apartment complex, and the nursing home facility was like right next door. And so I got a job there as a activities coordinator.
Okay.
And it was great. I mean, I love dealing with elderly today and just working with them. And so I was there. And but there was this one nurse on one of the wings that was just angry all the time. Just always irritated. And I think I was like 18 at the time. So a long time ago. So I'm 18. I'm this happy-go-lucky person, man. I'm coming to work. I'm excited because I get to put a smile on the elderly's face. Yeah. And those that are able to leave the facility, we go do stuff. And so I feel like I'm on assignment to help people. And then I encountered this one nurse on this one wing. And Monica got, I mean, she's just bitter. Just had a bad look all the time. And and some of my residents were living on that wing, and I would have to go get them to bring them down for the activities. And I'd walk in there, and if they weren't dressed, I'd have to go out and talk to the nurse at the head desk
to get them ready.
To get them, so she could, and she didn't get them ready, but she had to just call people to get them ready. But it was like, do I go do that, or do I just let them miss out on activities today?
Yes.
And Monica, and I hate to say this, but there were some times it's like, okay, I'm not even going to bother them.
Yeah.
But then God really convicted me on that. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, Adonis, you're letting this woman with this bad attitude hinder these residents from having a good time. They're living their last days.
Yep.
And you're going to let this lady with this bad attitude stop them.
Yeah.
And so that's when I felt the conviction of God, Monica, you know, 18 years of age. And it's like, oh, I got to go have a face-to-face conversation with this nurse who I know. And it's not that, you know, she doesn't like anybody there.
Right.
And I heard the gossip and the talk and things like that. But I really said, God, okay, give me a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a plan. And I believe when you find yourself in that difficult situation, and if you're watching right now, listen, God will give you a plan of action on how to break the walls down to initiate a conversation. And I said, God, what do I do? You know? And so I remember there was one week I would bring her station some donuts.
Good for you. Yeah.
Just to kind of soften the blow. Now, I didn't step over there like, you need Jesus. He can help you and he can change your life right now. You need the devil cast out. You know, I didn't say all that. But I just started bringing donuts, you know, day after day. I think I brought flowers for just their desk one time. And so that began to break down the walls and that began to allow me to have some conversation. And it started with one day I came by there to get a resident and she goes, hey, Adonis, how are you doing today? Boom. That is what opened up the door, Monica, right there. So I had to work the plan that God gave me. And when you're serious about being a Christ follower and you go to God, and because God loves that difficult person just as much as he loves you.
Yes.
That's it right there. That's the bottom line.
That's truth. You know, we're talking about hope for the journey on Bridges, and this is hope for the journey because we all have difficult people in the workplace or like even at church or whatever. But what you're saying is you took the time to build a relationship. You didn't go in there, let me lay hands on you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You took some donuts, flowers to the general station and just brightened up the environment.
Brightened up the environment. And that allowed whatever the anger that had kept her being by. So that's God, but that allowed her to say that, hey, Donis, good morning. How are you doing?
That's right.
And so I responded. And then, but later on, I found myself during my break time going over there and just reciprocating. Hey, how are you doing today?
Because you made the, you initiated it.
Yes,
then she eventually responded.
Yes.
And if we can keep that in mind.
If we can keep that in mind,
keep that
Monica.
In mind in the difficult person.
Yes.
So we've got to take a break. I want you to stay with us. We're going to continue to bring you hope for the journey on Bridges today as we talk about dealing with difficult people in the workplace.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
On Bridges Today, we're talking about dealing with difficult people in the workplace. And my good friend Adonis Lindsay is back with me today on Bridges. And Adonis, we're talking about really, as believers, mm-hmm. being able to brighten our environment.
Yes,
You called it praying for a strategy, which I think is just so good. Because someone could be watching right now. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to just be like, I can't take it from that person one more day, right? Because they're rude or they won't give us what we need, or, you know, we just can't get them to smile or participate. Yeah. But you're saying really to pray for a strategy.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because it's like sometimes our personalities, Monica, are not equipped for that. And so we kind of stay in our comfort zone.
Right.
But it's when God gives you that strategy, when he sees his believer and Christ follower asking him for a plan, God's going to give you a plan that you're more than capable of walking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with me. I was 18 years of age. Now, I don't remember how old that nurse was, but God gave me a plan. It was just something simple that I could accomplish.
Yes.
You know, he didn't say, go and take the Bible, open it up to her and start a debate or talk about her anger. He just said, hey, take some donuts. Do something.
Amen.
And so that opened up conversation. And I always encourage people. It's so many times we think, if I do this, the worst is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always challenge people, if you don't do it, then you're going to continue to experience the same with this person.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that person's not the enemy, but the real enemy could be trying to run you off,
Monica.
That's the thing.
That's it.
You could be up for a big promotion, but the enemy is trying to run you off because of you're avoiding this difficult person. But you've got to be the conduit to allow God to get to that person's heart.
You know, I think about people like quitting jobs in an untimely manner where it's not that their time for them to leave. I also think about sometimes, right, Adonis, we pray for God to help us reach people.
Yes.
Okay. And then we don't imagine that it's going to be a difficult person.
Exactly.
Right? We imagine this is going to be a person who's just ready to hear the gospel and let us love on them and pray. We don't imagine, right, that this is going to be a belligerent or a standoffish person. And yet, many times that's who God will bring into my path.
Yeah.
And it's my job to love on them and be kind to them. And I love that God had you start with donuts and flowers for the station, because I think sometimes as believers, don't misunderstand me, it's always right to talk about Jesus and to pray.
Yeah.
I'm never saying that that's wrong, but sometimes you have to start like at a little smaller place.
Yeah.
Like, here's some donuts. I'm a nice person. This is safe. You can
start relationally.
Yeah.
Where people can get that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I did that, Monica, I remember one day I was in the lunchroom, and so she came and took her lunch break the same time, and we ended up sitting down together talking. And I said, well, how's your day going? I remember this conversation as it was yesterday. How's your day going? Yeah. And so we just got to talking. You know, I told her a little bit about my background. She knew I was a Christian. And so I told her a little bit about my story. And then that opened up the door for me to ask her, you know, tell me about yourself. And so come to find out, you know, it's like I said, God will always reveal the why in somebody's story. And for years she had wanted to work at a hospital, be like a head nurse and things like that. So that was her. And she felt like over the course of her journey, some people undercut her and sabotaged her progress. And she felt like being at the nursing home was like plan D, you know? So she felt like she was stuck there, Monica. And so that gave me a new perspective, and I understood, okay, this is why she's angry. She's coming to a job she doesn't enjoy.
Right.
She's coming to a job that she feels like somebody else robbed her of the job she wanted, and now she's stuck. And she's got to make do with it. So she does. So that gave me opportunity to really just encourage her, you know, hey, you know, you can still go after that. It's not over.
That's right.
You know,
and so
I don't know what she went on to do. I think I ended up leaving before she did, but it gave me a perspective of how to be a minister to her.
Yes.
And I just brought encouragement. You know, I remember one day I did a handwritten note, and just to encourage her. And so I could tell that that kind of changed the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It changed a little bit of her behavior. Mm-hmm. But I was no longer looking at her like, why is she so angry? Well, yeah. Now I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes we work with people who maybe have a sick child, right?
Yes.
Or they've had a lot of financial reversals and they just feel like no matter, you know, they're just always behind the eight ball, so to speak. You know, we're talking today about dealing with difficult people. And I think, you know, on Bridges, we want to bring hope for the journey. And mm-hmm. I think it's loving people where they are. And I think of those scriptures in the book of James that tells us, right, to listen.
Yes.
More
yes.
than we talk.
Exactly.
And I think our jobs so many times can be missions from God. And mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether it's a ministry title or it's not, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's at a fast food place or at a nursing home,
yeah.
right? We have these assignments.
Where
we get
We're
to connect
always
with
on
people.
Assignment.
Yeah.
Always, no matter where we are.
And if we can keep our eyes open to that and mm-hmm. not let people run us off because
yeah.
they're hard to get along with, but man, start to pray about that
yeah.
and see if we can open up a conversation.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it's at right there, Monica. We, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you like, God always gives us an assignment.
Yeah.
And I think, especially if you're a Christ follower, no matter what you do, what area that you work in, what field that you work in, God has you there on assignment. And God is only about his kingdom. Like mm-hmm. he's trying to further mm-hmm. his kingdom. And so I think we always need to be aware when you're getting up, getting dressed to go to work, God, what do you want me to do today?
Yes.
You
yes.
know what your assignment is as far as the work detail, but mm-hmm. God, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Today, and I guarantee you, he'll answer you. He'll show you. You'll hear something,
yep.
and that'll give you a plan. Okay, how I can interact with that person, how I can show the love of God, mm-hmm. and you know, at church, Monica, we call it be a bridge. That's what we call it. You know,
Amen.
God, what can I do mm-hmm. to be a bridge today?
That's right.
To extend the love of God to somebody else,
that's right.
in whatever shape, fashion, or form that is. I'm going to do it,
yeah.
you know? And so I encourage you, if there's that difficult person, do something that allows you to hear their story.
Yep.
Their story is going to open up so much understanding,
yeah.
Monica. And with understanding comes compassion.
That's right.
Comes compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never look at that person the same.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look at them with the compassion of God, and that will compel you. That's the thing. Compassion compels you mm-hmm. to help.
Yes, it does.
It compels you to lay down your own self.
That's right.
You know, I go back. Jesus said, you gotta lay down yourself.
That's right.
Daily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we think that is with this huge thing. Okay. Okay. I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's,
I
no, it's the little things.
Yes.
You got to lay yourself down.
That's right.
Crucify your flesh.
That's right.
Pick up your cross mm-hmm. and follow him.
Well, sometimes it's even just putting down our desire to be right, even
yeah.
if we are right with a difficult person.
Exactly.
Right? It's putting down that desire. And we look at so many times like the workplace, right? The Bible says if we don't work, we shouldn't eat. We know that we need mm-hmm. to be working and earning a living and putting food on the table. And yet, even in the workplace, there can be these challenges. And those
yeah.
can be these assignments that we learn and that mm-hmm. we grow. And I know every time that I've ever reached out to a difficult person or prayed for one, whether or not that situation mm-hmm. changed.
Yeah.
I changed.
You changed. Absolutely.
I grew. I matured.
Absolutely.
That's the whole point
that
of this.
That is it. That is it. Because wherever there's people,
mm-hmm.
there will, I don't care. There's going to be problems. Wherever there's people, Monica, I've seen that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's funny because it's like, you know, being in the church, I've been in church ministry for a long
yes.
time. And then, you know, that's where we met you
yes.
years ago. And
yep.
Monica's been a part of our life, my family's just
long time,
long time, long time. And so, you know, my journey, how I think back in 2017, stepped away from
yes.
The church, not from God, still ministered at
right.
churches, but started
from what you knew,
from what I knew
as ministry. Yeah,
exactly. And started,
started
my speaking business and
yes.
Speaking outside of church arenas. This was more secular. But even being in that, Monica, all of a sudden you realize okay, wherever there's people, you know, because you see that in the church sometimes.
That's right.
But it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every single where,
yes.
You know, there's people and there's mm-hmm. problems. But I believe when you are saying, okay, God, I'm your child. I follow you. Mm-hmm. Give me a plan of action.
That's right.
You just got to be listening.
That's right. And the people that grow, mature, and get promoted.
Yeah.
Are the people that can do what you said, that can be the bridge, that
yes.
can build the bridge, that
yes.
can see past obstacles and say,
yes.
okay, how can we make it through this mm-hmm. challenging journey?
Yes.
Because difficult people are going to be like, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And you know, and I think part of our plan is to help
yes.
make their journey mm-hmm. a little bit smoother.
Amen.
Open up their eyes and understanding.
Yes.
And because you can only imagine, it's like, you know, when you get that difficult, you've reached a place where
yes.
Not only do you feel stuck,
mm-hmm.
but you feel like there's no hope.
That's right.
You just feel like, man, this is just the lot I've been given.
Yes.
And I'm going to take as many people down.
That's right. Well, and it becomes like a negative cycle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like you start being difficult, so people are difficult back to you, so then you're more difficult, and then the
yes.
boss doesn't like you, and it builds
oh,
and it builds.
Yes.
And
yes.
then pretty soon, you've dug a pit.
You've
man,
dug
it's
a pit.
Way down in
and
there.
And when you're able to open up dialogue with a difficult person, mm-hmm. and you're able to get them to see,
yep.
hey, you're only sabotaging yourself.
Exactly.
How can we get you from where you are to where you want to be
That's right.
in life?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to change some things.
That's right.
And then you become a part of that example,
mm-hmm.
you know? You become a part of that, almost like that life coach with that person
mm-hmm.
to help them.
That's right.
You know, walk this through.
Make it
to
through.
Deal with the battles that are going on in their mind
right.
every
thought
single
life
day.
That make, a,
yes.
make it difficult. Well, we are out of time, and I'm sorry that,
oh, no.
about that, but thank you for coming out today.
yes,
it's
yes.
been good to have you.
Oh, always good to be here.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Dealing with difficult people in the workplace is not easy, but it can be done. And today we talked about two really important components or elements, if you will, about dealing with difficult people in the workplace. And one of them is prayer. And of course, to pray for whoever the challenging or difficult person is, but pray and ask God what part He would have you to play in that. Pray for God to give you a strategy. How can you brighten the work environment? What can you do to make the situation better? You know, the Bible says that if we need wisdom, to ask God that He will give us wisdom and that He won't find fault with us. So ask God to give you wisdom in talking with, in dealing with that challenging or difficult person, and then listen for what God has to say and open up your eyes in the workplace and with that person and see what practical things that you might be able to do to help brighten and lighten that situation. And the next thing is that we talked about is to listen. Find out the person's story, the why behind their story. Maybe there is a sick child at home. Maybe there's a challenging situation in which you don't know and it's left that person jaded or cynical or whatever it is. It's not that knowing a person's story makes all the problems go away. It's just knowing a story or knowing the person's story can help you have compassion and mercy and understanding. And perhaps it is, you know, in your office or the plant where you work, you being that listening ear may well help the difficult person and also set an example to others of how we can all brighten whatever space or workspace that we're in. So pray and listen. And see what God won't do and help you dealing with that difficult person in your workplace. I'm out of time, but I'll see you next time right here on Bridges.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.